Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 17, Pretoria 19, Tsanin and Rustenburg 20 grade.
Beg your pardon. Crash in Bedford View. R24 westbound at the N12 merge. Also N3 southbound. A crash at Von Beeren Road and Edenvale. R24 eastbound. A crash after the Edenvale exit.
Die secretaris-generaal van die EFF, Marshall Dlamini, is tot 18 maanden tronkstraf gevonnis, opgeskort voor 5 jaar. Dlamini is ook boete van R6,000 opgeleid. Hij heeft vandaag in die Kaapstadse streekhof verskyn in verband met de aanrandingszaak. Dlamini is skuldig bevind aan die aanranding van een politiebeamte van die parlement tijdens die 2019 staatsrede.
I was not going to show any remorse or regret or make any apology. Yes. What I did that day, I can do it again.
Yes. Yes.
So they wanted me to come here and apologize when I was executing my duty. And then I said to the magistrate, I'm not going to do that. Take the decision that you're going to take, but the one of saying I can sell out my own organization because I'm scared of prison, that you're not going to get.
Drie mense is dood na kop-aan-kop botsing tussen 'n padkou bus en 'n bakkie naby Cullen in Pretoria. Die ongeluk het gister plaasgevind. Charles Mabaso, woordvoerder van die Tshwane nooddienste, sê 26 passasiers is met geringe tot matige beserings in die hospitaal opgeneem.
The three victims, an adult male and two boys, were declared dead by paramedics on the scene. The cause of the accident is under police investigation.
Die premier van Gauteng, Panias Lesufi, sê onderhandelings vir provinsiale kabinetslede is afgehandel. Lesufi het Sondag die aankondiging van die provinsiale kabinet uitgestel met verwysing na ingewikkelde gesprekke. Hy het 2 weke sedert sy herverkiesing nog nie sy uitvoerende bestuur aangekondig nie, maar Lesufi het intussen die versekering gegee die aanstelling sal binnekort aangekondig word.
We've concluded all the consultation and the negotiations. The political leadership of the ANC have requested us to wait for that process to conclude. As soon as it's finalized, there will be no position to brief us. We'll have a go ahead. But from our consultation, as we committed that by Wednesday, we would have concluded that task, we've done that.
Eers komende maandag gaan inwoners van die stad Johannesburg meer vir elektrisiteit betaal. City Power sê die tariefveranderings is in lyn met NERSA se goedgekeurde verhoging van 12.7%. City Power woordvoerder Isaac Mangena.
Our approved average tariff increase of 12.72% does not mean every customer will experience the same increase, as we have started to implement some of the findings of the cost of supply study. As a result, some customers will experience a slightly lower tariff increase, while an increase to others may well be above the 12.72% threshold.
En die Anibos Nationale Kunstefees is tans aan die gang in Mombela, Mpumalanga. Volgens die Laveld Kamer vir Sake en Toerisme sal die geleentheid na verwagting die provinsie se ekonomie 'n hupstoot gee. Meer as 200 kunstenaars sal die jaar op die verhoog te sien wees. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. EFF Secretary General Marshall Dlamini has been sentenced to 18 months imprisonment, suspended for 5 years. It's in relation to a 2019 assault case.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. I know you crossed the bridge that